The week before her flight, she records the 25th episode, this one about Arnie Greenlee. She's been avoiding the subject of Arnie since she started her podcast, Rosemary Talks, a few months after his death, at the suggestion of her therapist. But now seems as good a time as any to mention him. While not a perfect man, she tells her listeners, he was certainly an interesting one. Arnie Greenlee was tall and raw-boned, and sported the ugliest smile she'd ever seen. Big and beaver-like, his two front teeth jutted out from his full-lipped maw even when it was closed. Which wasn't often, she says in the dark studio. My Arnie liked to talk. The night Rosemary met him, at a sorority function in the late 1970s, she spotted his teeth from across the room and assumed they were fake. Those outlandish ones you buy at gas stations during Halloween. She went closer to investigate, which led to a lively conversation, the best one she'd had all semester, which led to horseback riding on his parents' farm in Starkville the following Sunday, which led, eventually, to matrimony. So I guess, she adds, my whole life sort of turned on a pair of buck teeth. Her bi-monthly podcast normally lasts 30 minutes, and typically, until now, shies away from the personal. In past episodes, she's interviewed local artists and celebrities, including a Miss Mississippi from the 1980s who came out as a lesbian years after her reign. She's given unconditional support to the last abortion clinic in the state and thoughtful reactions to movies of the day and detailed critiques of popular books. She's proud of what she has created all by herself, but she doesn't kid herself. The show isn't very popular. Only 100 or so listeners subscribe to it on iTunes. The journalism department, where she tapes the show at the small private college in Jackson, doesn't seem too concerned with ratings. They're happy, she gathers, to have someone like her, a woman, a person in the community, using their equipment. Her involvement allows them to check important boxes about outreach and diversity for elusive grants they are always applying for. And she enjoys the talking. Something she picked up from her years of living with Arnie. In the studio, a small 5x8 box of a room, she kills the lights and speaks. Into the void, she tells people when they ask, which isn't often. Sometimes, like now, when she is recording a show, she likes to visualize her listeners. A small but dedicated bunch. Educated and practical, mostly Southerners with quasi-liberal leanings. She thinks of them as loyal to the bone. And so they will forgive her digressions on Arnie this one time, indulgent as they are. Summing up a person's life is a tough business. You're bound up by simple nouns and verbs. He was a doctor, she says. A father, an amateur golfer. She pauses to think. He recycled. They lived a quiet life in Jackson, running marathons, collecting old Rolling Stone magazines. He was the type of man who enjoyed taking care of people. His patients at the clinic, their daughter, and of course her. He gave back. A lifelong member of the Lions Club. Served 2 terms on the PTA at Jackson Prep. Some would argue, not Rosemary, that his generosity proved to be his undoing. His plane was bound for Ecuador when it went down somewhere over the Gulf of Mexico. He was doing volunteer work for Doctors Without Borders. That was Arnie, she says, always on the go, until, that is, he was gone. Rosemary hasn't been on a plane since the accident. Yet here I go, her voice coming out tinny, off into the friendly skies. Think of me, dear ones. Here, she ends the show, hoping the goodwill of her invisible audience will carry her through her upcoming travels. What she leaves out of the podcast is the reason for her trip. Her daughter's marriage is in crisis. An old story, from what she can gather. Her son-in-law has stepped out with a co-worker, says he's confused, maybe in love. Her daughter is bewildered, in shock. "Don't come," Amy emailed Rosemary after Rosemary had forwarded possible trip itineraries. "It's too crazy here," her daughter went on to say. Rosemary can read between the lines, however. The girl obviously needs her mother.